Imagine life changing in a heartbeat. That's what happened to Pastor Eli Henry and his daughter Irma when they were taken captive by kidnappers in Haiti. It was an experience they never imagined having to face, but through it all, God was there. Today, we will hear their amazing story right here on Revival for Mission. Within a few hours of their kidnapping, the entire world was praying for them. Pastor Wilson, it is amazing that we have a global family that comes in moments of crisis like this. Pastor Henry is a much loved leader across his territory and different parts of the world too. So this was a shock to the entire church.
Absolutely. And you know, the unpredictability of life is something that all of us have to deal with. Regardless of what you may be doing professionally, for the Lord, in your home, in your community, you cannot depend on just everything working like clockwork. That's the way we are, humanly speaking. We like predictability, but unpredictability is really the order of the day. And Pastor Sam, I don't know how you're feeling, but you know, all the things that seem to be happening in the world today point towards a time when there will be complete chaos, complete disarray of orderliness. And how do we deal with that? We need to lean on the Lord. We need to realize He can be the one who can carry us through. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
It doesn't seem like things are getting better. There was hope that 2021 would be different, and yet it hasn't been so far. And things, we don't know what's going to happen in the future exactly. But we do know that Jesus promised that we will be in the midst of struggles. And in the end, things would derail considerably before Jesus returns. And we look forward to that day. And the story that we have today, the interview that we have, is a testament that God will take us through this process. I had a friend who said that everything would work out in the end. And with God, if it doesn't work out, it's because it's not the end. He has something better for us later.
Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will be your strength and help you each time with my righteous hand. I promise I'll hold you always up.
For I am the Lord, who upholds your right hand.
Defense
is unto you. Don't be afraid.
Afraid, I will be your help. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will be your strength and help you each time with my righteous hand. I promise I'll hold you. I will be your help, says the Lord, and your Redeemer is the Holy of Israel.
help you each time with my righteous hand. I promise I'll hold you always up. Fear not, for I am with you.
Welcome back to Revival for Mission. Jesus promised that in this world we'll have many afflictions and many troubles and struggles. And recently we've all gone through our fair share of struggles. But today we're going to talk about a story that is really special, about how God stays close to his children in the midst of strife and problems. Pastor Wilson, this is such a miracle. You've been following the story very closely. And tell us more.
Well, Pastor Sam, today we're going to delve into a very fascinating aspect of how God has delivered his people. And you know, when we lean upon him and realize he is our strength, he will take us through anything because he is our protector, he is our guide, he is our ultimate savior, and he will bring us into a safe haven. We may have to go through all kinds of problems and difficulties, but we can rely upon the mighty arm of the Lord Almighty. Pastor Eli Henry is the president of our Inter-American Division. We have 13 world divisions representing geographical areas and territories of this globe. Pastor Henry is based in Miami, Florida, and his parish, so to speak, his church covers many, many countries in Central America, in the Caribbean, in the northern part of South America. This is what we term the Inter-American Division. We have approximately 3.5 million members in that wonderful region. Recently, Pastor Henry and his wife, Ketley, and daughter, Irma, were all together for a special personal aspect over the holidays to visit Ketley's mother. She was 94 years old, needed encouragement, needed to feel the connection of the family. And so Pastor and Mrs. Henry traveled to Haiti. Irma, their daughter, is a wonderful example of selfless service. She is a physical therapist, graduated from Loma Linda University, and was serving as a physical therapist at the Haiti Adventist Hospital. When they were in Haiti for this fairly brief period of time, Pastor and Mrs. Henry, a request came for them to attend a special function that took place at the Haiti Adventist Hospital. After that function, something very terrible took place. As they were proceeding back to the home in order to again be with Ketley's mother, Pastor Henry and his daughter Irma were abducted, kidnapped. This was a terrible experience and something which none of us would wish to go through. But let me ask now this precious family, and I welcome the entire family with us. What a privilege to have you, Pastor Henry, Mrs. Henry, Irma. What a privilege to have all of you at this very delicate time to be with us for Revival for Mission. We're not going to go into a lot of details for our viewing audience. We're not going to be talking about specific things in many ways about the kidnapping. What we are going to focus on is how God helped this precious family through a very difficult time, a very trying time, an uncertain time. And so many of us are facing uncertainty this year of whatever time it is, you know, this is unpredictable. Things are unpredictable. So God is asking for us to lean upon Him no matter what time it may be and no matter where we might be. Let's begin with the situation where Pastor Henry and Irma, his daughter, were kidnapped, taken to a particular house in fairly rough condition, but not physically abused necessarily, but a very almost depressing situation. What happened in your mind, Pastor Henry and Irma, when you finally got to this place where you were being held captive and realized that your world had been turned upside down? And after we talk for some time, we're going to talk with Ketley too, because Ketley was worried. She didn't know where her family was. But we'll get to that. That's another part of the story.
Yes.
Pastor Henry, tell me, and Irma.
Thank you very much for the opportunity you are giving us to share our testimony. Because like you said, it was really God's protection to us, to our family. It was a real surprise for us when we got into that situation. We did not know what to think because it was totally unexpected. And when we get to the place you described very well, it was the moment when we look at each other and say, saying, what is happening? What is happening? We cannot understand that could happen to us. Especially, you know, when you come from a service, special service, a beautiful one, when you are, we were in a very good mood, spiritually speaking, not only because we were together, but it was very much a good time, and we are there. So the first question someone may say, and in fact, one of the raptors says that, because we mentioned that we are Christian, and it was saying, why are you there? And we look at each other, and you know, Pastor Wilson, the first thing that came to us, Irma and I, was a song. The song is saying in French, "Quel grand secours d'être toujours protégé par Dieu même." It's the song is talking about a wonderful help to know that God is protecting you every day. So it was the first thing we had, and we start singing and praying. It was very impressive for them also, those who were watching us. And later on, I will see what happened in that moment. But to answer the question, I will say it was a moment where we understand that immediately, and that God was with us. What do you think?
I agree. I think when you decide to be a missionary, especially in my case, as a missionary, you know that there are certain hosts of things that may happen. There are sicknesses because you're living in a place that's not your own. There is, of course, political insecurity. There is physical insecurity. And so there is always that sense of unsurety of what's going to happen. And so you have to learn to depend on God for your daily bread in all circumstances. But this was one where I think we both were not expecting, in essence, to go through this one in particular. But I think what Father said is, he's correct. Like, we realized fairly quickly what was going on. And at that time, my first thought, and it shocked me, my first thought was, God is good. Mm-hmm. And At first, I didn't understand. I'm like, why am I thinking that God is good when this is not how we planned our Christmas? Because just before then, we were talking about going home and what we were going to do Christmas Eve. And so why am I thinking that God is good? But I think that was the Holy Spirit trying to encourage me and encourage us to say that he is still good in the circumstances, even though it's not what you expected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have to say, that was at the beginning, and during all the stay there, we had that feeling that God was with us. We did not understand, and till now, I don't understand why he took us to that experience. But we felt that he was not far from us. He was really close to us and giving us the support we need to continue praising his name. We were in the same room, and so it was one blessing, one of the blessings we received, because we were not separated. So we can support each other and in singing. I am not singing, she will. If we don't have the Bible promises coming to our mind, it was very interesting to see how sometimes God gave us the same text, and we wake up and we will say the same text together. It's very interesting. For instance, one of the texts we had, you can say it, the text Elder Wilson made, it was at the same time we came back to this text.
And so previously, whenever my family comes to Haiti, because Haiti is not my home, and so this is where I live. But whenever my parents come to Haiti and I go spend some time with them, this is usually the time where my dad is prepping for the year to come. And so usually there's a verse that that makes a strong impression on him. And 2 years ago, he was sharing with me Jeremiah 33:3 and how it had impacted him significantly. And in around just about the same time, it came back to me. And Jeremiah 33:3, in essence, just a paraphrase, is saying, call to me and I will answer, and I will show you things great and unsearchable, things that you do not know. And so at that time, it was clearly a circumstance and experience that we had never experienced or even thought of experiencing. But we knew that if we called to him, he would answer, and that this was his time to show us those things that we do not know, because we did not know how we were going to exit or leave this situation.
Right, right. And for instance, when we the last day, we spent 4 days. In captivity, the last day when we woke up, the text both of us we had is the promise God gave to Joshua, the Joshua chapter 1:9. Didn't I commend to you? And I love it in the way in French he says. Like to rebuke the leader Joshua, but I told you so that I am with you. Mm-hmm. I will be with you. Take courage and don't be dismayed. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we have the same verse.
Yes,
we are saying, understanding that God wants us to be strong and to trust him, and he will act. And in fact,
he did. That came in the morning of the last one. We didn't know we had the same verse in mind until afterwards when we were talking and exchanging, but it was on repeats. Like when there's a song that's just on repeat in your mind, that verse was saying, Ilma, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, for I'm with you wherever you go, regardless of the circumstances or the result. And it's when we're comparing these experiences, and he said, well, that day God told him this. And I was like, no way, God told me that too. And so it was very almost a surreal experience to see how God showed himself physically and tangibly.
Within a few hours of the abduction, messenger groups on WhatsApp and other places started going off when the Inter-American Division office confirmed what had happened. And within a few more hours, the entire world was praying for both of you and for the whole family. And millions of people, in fact, this message has reached. And how do you feel knowing that you have a global church that was interceding with God for your safe return and for your delivery?
Well, we did not know for sure, but I can tell you, sir, that where we were, it's like we receive that assurance.
A warm blanket.
I told Irma, is laying on the bed, I said, well, it's like I have a warm blanket over us. And I believe it was your prayers ascending to God, and the angels was there covering us. Is where we felt really that we are not alone in that situation. We had the family, the church at large, and I knew after the fact that more than millions, you are saying, no? Yes, they were all over the world praying for us, and when the people of God pray, God answers.
Amen.
When we claim to them, we ask him fervently, he answers prayers. And I am here to tell you that God answers prayer, and he shows his love to us. In our session of prayers, we are praying for you also, because we understood that after the first hours, the next day, we say, wow, the worries that may happen, what happened to us, we say, let us pray for them also, for those who are in difficulty, in captivity also. Let us pray. And we join you in that prayer you did for us. Extraordinary, a beautiful moment.
This was certainly an experience you will never forget. Pastor Wilson, you were in a region that did not have much cell phone reception, but then you received a phone call. What was that about?
Nancy, it actually came on Nancy's telephone, my wife. Ketley is the wife of the president of the Inter-American Division, and Nancy has a special connection with many of the spouses. And this phone call came, and it was from Ketley Henry, and Ketley was very concerned. She didn't know where her husband was, where her daughter was. And so we began to understand that there was a real problem. The accident report from police was not there. There was no accident. So it turned out that they had been kidnapped. So we want to talk to Ketley and ask her now what it was like to know that your husband and your daughter were in danger, and you didn't even know what kind of danger at that point. And then, not long after that, you found out that in reality they had been kidnapped. How did God help you under such amazing stress to be able to deal with something like that?
Thank you, Elder Wilson, for this possibility to testify today that every day of that four-day period, God gave me a new song. The first day, I didn't know where they were. I didn't know what to choose to believe, whether accident or kidnapping. But then God gave me that song in French. Oui, tout est bien, oh mon âme ne craint rien. In English, it's like everything is well.
It is well with my soul.
Yes, but it's not the same song. We know that it is well. It's a different music, different words. But that song gave me that first day. And as I woke up, I slept maybe half an hour, because the whole night I was sitting, at that time, I was remembering prayers, like short prayers. God, please be there. God, please help us. And in the morning, I woke up with the song. I was still troubled, but I was able to find the way to call. And God sent me to call you. That I don't know. I felt I needed to call you, to call Nancy.
Well, God worked in a miraculous way, because we were able then to put different things in touch and people, and of course things developed in a certain way, but we were able to talk with you every day by telephone, to pray with you, to encourage you. And you were there with your 94-year-old mother, who actually, in the process of your leaving and then midair between Haiti and Miami, your dear mother passed away. But before that time, she seemed to revive, because the family was together. And we praise God that Pastor Henry and Irma were released, and God blessed in an amazing way. Ketley, what is your thought about how God can take people in very difficult situations like this and sustain them and give them the encouragement? He brought a song to your heart every day. How can you advise those who are watching us right now to be of good courage, because God will take them through?
Psalm 34, verse 20. The evil things, I'm translating myself, evil thing may happen to the just, but the Lord will always deliver him. And that kept me going, because I know humanly there was nothing I could do. And I was praying and singing. And sometimes I could not really pray like a normal prayer. But I think the Holy Spirit was praying for me, in me. And my testimony is that if anyone would fall in such a situation, don't try to tell God exactly how to do it. Because I don't know if I have time. I had put in my mind that on Saturday, before Sabbath ended, they were going to be released. But they were not released during the Sabbath. And on Sunday, I woke up with that thought, the Lord's time is always the best time.
Amen.
And I think this is how we should manage any situation like that. The Lord's time is the best time.
What a beautiful testimony. And Pastor Henry, Mrs. Henry, Irma, thank you for being with us. We praise God you were delivered and you were freed. And we give God all the glory. And I know that many people are so grateful for the prayers that ascended on your behalf. And you are absolutely grateful for that. And you know, friends, as you're watching, as you're listening, as you're understanding this whole situation, remember this beautiful verse. Again, this is from Psalm 34 and verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. And this was a promise fulfilled in the experience of the Henry family. And you know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, rejoice always, praying without ceasing, in everything, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We don't know what experiences we will go through, but we can say, if we are placing ourselves in God's hands, we can rejoice and we can give thanks in any situation, because He will be glorified as we lean upon Him. Thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next time on Revival for Mission.